David, this is I Am Becoming You. I apologize, I didn't get my song list up top. Y'all welcome to sit down or stand up or stand on your head if you want to. It don't make any difference. I'm worshiping for me tonight, not for y'all. But if it helps you, that's good. I am becoming praise. I am becoming the day of the Lord. I am becoming love. I just got tired of playing. For the world, I am becoming you. I'll do that part again. I am becoming praise. I am becoming the day of the Lord. Oh, I am becoming love. For the world, I am becoming you. For all my need, you gave a seed. Thank you, Lord. And as it runs to eternity, maturity, I see your word come alive in me. Oh, I am becoming praise. Thank you, Lord. I am becoming the day of the Lord. I am becoming love. For the world, I am becoming. With your eyes beyond the earthly light and looking into eternity, I see your love for all of humanity. Oh, I am becoming. Day of the Lord, I am becoming love. For the world, I am becoming you. We are salt and light. We are the moon at night, reflecting you to a darkened land, lighting the way, we are your last day. Oh, I am becoming praise. I am becoming the day of the Lord. I am becoming. I am becoming praise. Every day I see, I am becoming the day of the Lord. I am becoming love. For the world, I am becoming you. For the world, I am becoming you. For the world, I'm becoming you. I wrote this song a few months ago and lost it, and I found it again. I'm not sure if I remember to play it, but it's a good song. Grace triumphs over judgment. I think I gave it a name, David. I don't know if you have this in your file or not. It's okay. Men through the years have tried and they have failed to bridge the gap between God and man. Men through the years have tried and they have... D-H-E-D. Men through the years have tried and they have failed to bridge the gap between God and man. Religion's vain attempt to right the wrongs we've done is set aside as we embrace His plan. Finally, we opened our eyes. The day has dawned and now we realize grace triumphs over judgment. Peace went out over war. Love annihilates every kind of hate. And hope is victorious evermore. Light will swallow up all darkness, and faith will conquer every fear. Prejudice will die as we raise the banner high. Sin is gone, He is here, peace is here. We'll try that again. These are words of truth. If you sing them and let your ears hear your mouth say them, who knows, your heart might believe. Men through the years have tried and they have failed to bridge the gap between God and man. Religion's vain attempt to right the wrong we've done is set aside as we embrace His plan. Finally we opened our eyes. The day is dawned and now we realize that grace triumphs over judgment. Peace went out over war. Love annihilates every kind of hate. And love is victorious evermore. I know light will swallow up all darkness, and faith will conquer every fear. Prejudice will die as we raise the banner high. Sin is gone, He is here, peace is here. Grace triumphs. Grace triumphs over judgment, thank God. And peace always wins out over war. And love annihilates every kind of hate. And hope is victorious evermore. Light, it swallows up all darkness. Faith will conquer every fear. Prejudice will die as we raise the banner high. Sin is gone, He is here, peace is here. Grace triumphs over judgment. Thank you, Lord. And peace went out over war. We know that. Love annihilates every form of hate. And hope is victorious evermore. Your light will swallow up darkness, and faith
will conquer every fear. Prejudice will die as we raise the banner high. Sin is gone, he is here, peace is here. Sin is gone, he is here, peace is here. Shed some light into the darkness that is our mind. And if you participate, you'll find that God wants to enlighten you. There's quite a few things he'd like to do, like chase away your crazy moods. Or would you let him tonight make it right? He is righteous, he is right. We're living in the light, but there's still darkness in our mind. But as I keep on living, I find every time he wants to take me higher, then he takes me to the fire and burns up my desire. Oh my God. Been going through hell this week, and it's ordered by the hand of the Lord. Been going through sorrow and death this week, I know I'll get my reward. Gonna sit with him in glory. You know the rest of the story. When you're going through hell, don't drop, don't stop. Keep on moving, keep on going. You're gonna make it higher. My God is good, and he's the all-consuming fire. Don't be afraid of the flames by night. Don't be afraid of the fire by day. God is a fire, and he'll burn up the wood and the stubble and the hay. Hey, did I fail to mention God has good intentions, and everything you're going through is part of the plan that he has for me and you. Don't you know this day it would be easy to turn away, but I say stay, you will see. What he has planned for you and me is good. So good, so good, so good. My God is good, he's good. So good, so good, so good. My God is good, he's good. So good, so good, so good. My God is good, he's good. So good, so good, so good. Somebody here been looking in the mailbox, waiting on the answer to come. Every day you walk out and you look inside, and it's not there, not a single one. And you're frustrated, aggravated, waiting on the answer, I see. But I want to tell you tonight the truth. It's not gonna be. God did not choose to send it to you the way that you thought it would come. And in fact, it's coming from the hand. It's coming from the hand of someone you don't like. That's the way it is. It's the way that God has planned it. And I don't mean to say it, but you'll hardly be able to stand it. You're gonna have to swallow your pride. You're gonna have to set it aside. You're gonna have to take it the way the Father sends it. Don't you bend it into something different. Let it be what he meant it to be. And you're gonna see his provision come, and you'll have peace, you'll see. It's not gonna come like you thought it was gonna come, but it's gonna come for sure. Don't you know God's using this time that you have had to endure for sure? And he's doing something inside of you. What can I say? I'm glad that check didn't come that day. God's way is higher, his way is higher than my way for sure. Sing that. His way is higher than my way for sure. His way is higher than my way for sure. His way is higher than my way for sure. I said, His way is high.
Hey, let's include him as if he were here. Let's do this.
Your way is higher than my way for sure. Your way is higher than my way for sure now. Your way is higher than my way for sure. Yeah, your way is higher than my way for
sure. Oh, that's good. Sing it again.
Your way is higher than my way for sure. Your way is higher than my way for sure. Your way is higher than my way for sure. Your way is higher than my way for sure.
So you want to go to school to learn something new. It seems like a change in direction has come to you. If you want to go, then I know God can use it, that's cool. But I can see He has a different plan for you. And after you have spent your money, honey, and your time in the class, don't you know that God has the sand falling through the looking glass, and He'll take right up where we are now after you get done. But you can go on if you need to. In fact, it might be some fun, but God says you don't need to go necessarily, you know. God can teach you what you need to know. In fact, His plan is intact. Don't look back. Know that He has desires and wants to see you walk in fullness, and you will. Eventually, God will complete the work He began, and nothing's gonna stop it. You might be an old man or an old woman walking with a cane, but God says that His plan is the same. If you wanna take a detour, that is up to you. But when you're finished with all of your playing, God will kick in gear His plan, it's true. God will finish what He started, don't you worry. Don't be brokenhearted, God's not dumb, and He has never failed. Not one time, never, never, friend of mine. God never, ever once got drunk and forgot what He was doing. I want you to know that God is in control of everything. Every bird that falls from the sky, He knows about it, and He certainly knows about you and I. God knows and He's aware, and don't ever think that He doesn't care. There's just a plan that's working out in spite of your crazy doubt. I know it's slow, you want it done right now, but it can't be done. Listen up, daughter and son, the timing of the Lord is not the same as yours, and you're not allowed to knock down doors. You gotta wait and hope and cope, and don't do dope. Just wait and God will come through for you. I know it's true, what He started He will finish. God never leaves a project half done, undone, that's no fun. God always does what He says He's gonna do, and if He did it with the universe, why, tell me, wouldn't He do the same with you? He hung the stars up in the sky, oh yeah, He's in control.
love you and die. He wrote the book, so take a look at what he's gonna do. You don't know, you're on a page that's still unwritten. So you gotta trust in God. Trust the one who hung the sun. Trust the one who made you in your mother's womb and came out of that tomb. You gotta trust the one who's in control. Don't you know he's everywhere you go? You're never out of his sight. Day or night, he's right, you're wrong. You better listen to the spirit song. I know what you feel, but that's not real. Reality is the spirit. Don't you know you gotta go to that place and hear it? Walk in the spirit and you won't fulfill the lust of your crazy mind. You think this and I think that, and we're both off base. It's where it's at is the spirit, and I know that God has a road to his perfect will, and I keep winding up in a ditch, and I fuss and moan, and sometimes I fuss, and I believe he watches us and loves us anyway. God is good, God is great, and I love to participate in his plan. I don't understand fully what he's doing, but I wouldn't do it with any other God. No, Buddha's not for me. No, no, not him and his big fat belly. I could not serve him. Could not give my life or my kids to that man. My God is bigger than any other God. My God is wiser than any other God. He's my daddy. My daddy is stronger than any other daddy in the universe. Here we go. My daddy can whoop your daddy now. 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 My daddy can whoop your daddy. He's strong.
My daddy can whoop your daddy.
He is strong.
My daddy
is wild.
He
is tall.
My daddy.
Your daddy. He is big, he is tough, he can get rough if he needs to.
My daddy can
whoop you if you need a whooping, it's true. My daddy's the biggest thing going, and you better get a clue, he's bigger than you. There ain't nothing you can do. Can't even go to hell if you want to. My daddy is bigger than you. Free will, give me a break. I would not put two bowls of ice cream on the table for my kid. One with whipped cream on top and cherries on them both, but one in which some poison was hid. And then say to my kid, you better choose it right. If you don't, you're not gonna see past tonight. You're gonna die in your sleep if you eat the wrong one. But you're a free will agent, so listen, son, do what you will. They're both on the table, and I hope to myself that you are able to choose it right. Say it tonight, say goodnight. If you take a bite of the one with the poison, don't you know a cruel daddy would do it so? To give someone a choice like that, a kid, a little crazy, dumbhead brat that wouldn't know the difference in poison and perfume. But down the road at the church with the steeple on the top is what they're telling the people tonight. They better stop, it's not right. God didn't give a choice like that to the people. Regardless of the steeple, that man's not wise. Open his eyes, God, and show him that you're not that kind of daddy at all.
You'd never place such a decision in the hands of a crazy kid like me. If you did, I'm sure I'd blow it for eternity. But God, you chose for me, you placed me inside your Son, and then you redeemed us all at one time. I said all, I mean everyone, was there at the cross when you were lifted up. We all drank of the sinful cup, and I know, oh God, the price was paid, and now today, even if we choose the wrong boat, there's nothing in your heart that brings eternal damnation to our soul. You're not like that, you're not cruel, you're not mean, and you're not a fool. You didn't put a billion babies in the bellies of the Muslim mama so they could cook forever on the grill that always stays hot and never gets cold. No, 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 you're bigger than that, your grace is real. I don't care what these preachers tell, it's not the truth, 'cause I know you, and that's my biggest living proof. I know who you are, I've come so far. I used to think you were mean like that, but I don't anymore. And Lord, it's a chore to put up with these preachers who don't know. Open their eyes, oh my God, forgive them for the lies they tell about you and hell and the way you treat the sinners. We're all winners because of what you've done. We died in Adam, it is true, but we came alive in the Son, in the Son, oh God. We're living in the Son. Oh my God, we're living in the Son. I like your plan of redemption, Lord, it's so cool that you included everybody, even me. And I'm mostly a fool, but Lord, you said everyone must die. So you lifted up your Son, and you drew us to himself, and right there's where we died. And then the judgment came on all men at one time. We were judged, and we were there when Jesus rose back from the dead. Now we're seated with him in heavenly places too. I'm thankful for the plan of redemption. I wanna say thank you. You are wise, you are good, full of grace. I seek your face, and when I see your face, you're smiling. Lord, I'm glad you smile at me. Oh God, I am glad that you're not mean, like they told me at that place called Sunday school. They told me you weren't cool, that you were mad. I was sad. My best uncle was doing the backstroke in a lake of fire, and your desire was to cook him forever and ever. The preacher said, now that he is dead, he has no chance at all. God took him with black-clothed demons, and into the fire he did fall. Oh God, I was just a child, and I was scared of you. I couldn't imagine that you would do the things the preacher said you'd do. My uncle was a real good man. He was always putting a quarter in my hand, and he loved you, even though he stayed drunk most of the time, most of the time. But you understand why he had to drink. You understand why he thought what he'd think. You understand the pain he went through. Oh Lord, you were one of us too. You understand our weaknesses, our iniquities. You understand the passions that would bring us to our knees. And you love us enough to save us, Lord. You loved us enough to redeem us while we were sinners. You had a plan that included every man. Oh God, I thank you for my new birth, that you took the time to build in redemption before the foundations of the earth. The Lamb was slain, he suffered pain for me before you created the mountains and the sea. And I'm satisfied that when Jesus died, the sin debt was gone. John the Baptist was not lying when he said, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. I believe you took it away, And I believe we're right now walking out the revelation of it today. And our mind is here, but Lord, it's clear. In your mind, sin is gone. And I thank you, Lord, that we can worship around your holy throne. Come boldly before the throne of grace. Don't you know that you're allowed to seek his face? Because he loves you no matter what you did. He loved you before you were born. If you're a kid or an 80-year-old man tonight, I want you to know that you've been set right, not by works that you have done, but by one work, by one son, by one lamb, one sacrifice, one life was laid down. Don't you know, for every one of us, for us all, that is what the scripture says. On his name you should call. And why wouldn't you praise someone like that that saved you before you were born? You know, since I found out how big God was, I praise him noon and night and morn. He's mine all the time. When I'm down, when I'm up, when I hold up my cup and it's empty and I don't have a praise to give, he loves me the whole time. As long as I live, he's mine. I'm his. Nothing's ever gonna change this. I want you to know, wherever you go, your Father's eye is on you. You're the apple of his eye. You don't even have to try. He's gonna love you anyway. No matter what these deranged preachers say, his love is not dependent on how well you do. His love, in fact, has not a single thing, not anything to do with you. He decided to love you. You're his, no matter who you are. You're the Father's child, and he'll always love you if you don't make it very far. You know, there's a reason, and it might be a season, and your season might last this whole life here. But I know when it's over, despite your crying and laughter, we'll live happily ever after. I read the back of the book and I took a look and I saw every creature in heaven, every creature in the earth, every creature under the earth and all those under the sea, acknowledging who God was and worshiping him eternally. Don't you know, God's plan is bigger than anything religion thought up. And I believe what the word says. My God is able to subdue all things to himself. You better put your doctrine up on the shelf. God is able and willing and ready to open your eyes and kill the lies. If you believed a lie about God, would you want to lay it down? That's the question that you've got to answer. It keeps coming around. If you believe something not true, listen, friends, I'm asking you, would you be willing to forsake a doctrine if you thought that it wasn't the Lord? After all, you know, the hardest thing about learning truth is unlearning the lie that was in its place. God's here tonight. He wants to show you some of his amazing grace. That's not a problem, it's gonna come forth and all. But before you can embrace grace, you gotta get rid of your stinking religious law. Push it out of the way. No matter what men say, his mercy endures forever. His love will never, ever fail. That's what I believe. We've never had, what do you call that statement of beliefs? A statement of beliefs, is that what you call it? But if somebody wants to transcribe that song and put it in the paper and put it out there on the phone, then that's what we believe. from the heart. That just came from my heart tonight, but that's what we believe. I'm so clueless on what key. Alex normally is here, and I'm not having to be here. I just make up stuff on the piano over there, which the piano's gone. Anybody wonder where the piano went? Here, let me tell you. We bought a piano, but the one we bought was black, but we didn't have a black one at the time to make the story believable. So we had the mahogany piano until we could get the black piano, which is being shipped from a faraway place where they make black pianos across the ocean. So the mahogany piano then was sold and had to be, you know, delivered to the new owner before the black piano got here. But within a couple of weeks, we should have the black grand piano over there. And I just wanted to squelch any rumors that the piano had gotten repossessed. Because we didn't owe on it, so there was no chance of it getting repossessed. However, the sister that went through deliverance 3 weeks ago, we heard that she has been repossessed. I knew she should have threw up more. I just want to play. What key did I say we were going to do that song in? I've been young and I've been old. G? I don't know if I can do it in that key, but this is, I've been young and I've been old. Today I've been both. I've been young and I've been old. I've been shy and I've been bold. I've been hot and I've been cold. I've seen both sides of the street. And then what key should I say was playing after the G? Okay. G, C, E, D. Okay. I've been young and I've been bold. No, let's start over again. I've been young and I've been old. I've been shy and I've been bold. I've been hot and I've been cold. I've seen both sides of the street. I've been good and I've been bad. I've been happy, I've been sad. I've been sane and I've been mad. I've lived on both sides of the street. I am a man, part of a plan. I play my role, he makes me whole. No matter what I choose, I can't lose. I understand, I'm in his hand. I am a man, part of a plan. I play my role, he makes me whole. No matter what I choose, I can't lose. I understand, I'm in his hand. I have failed and I've prevailed.
I have failed and I've prevailed.
In the storm I set my sails.
In the storm I set my sails.
I've seen heaven, I've seen hell.
I've seen heaven, I've seen hell.
I've lived on both sides of the street. I have failed and I've prevailed. Oh, in the storm I've set my sail.
In the storm I set my sail.
I've lived in heaven, I've lived in hell.
Heaven and in hell.
I've lived on both sides of the street. Hey, I am a man, part of a plan. I play my role, he makes me whole. No matter what I choose, I can't lose. I understand, I'm in his hand. I am a man, part of a plan. I play my role, he makes me whole. No matter what I choose, there's no way I can lose. I understand, I'm in your hand. I trust in you, trust in you. Now I will trust in you. Trust in you, oh, I will. Do you trust him tonight? Tell him now. I will trust in you, oh, I will. Trust in you, oh, I will. Trust in you.
oh Lord. I'll trust your plan, Lord. I said I will trust in you, oh I will trust in you, oh I will trust in you, Lord. Even when I don't understand your plan, I'll take your hand, oh Lord. Now I will trust in you. I said I will trust in you, oh I will trust in you, oh God. I've been young and I've been old. Well, I've been shy and I've been bold. I've seen hot and I've seen cold.
I've seen hot and I've seen cold.
I've seen both sides of the street. Well, I've been good and I've been bad.
I've been good and I've been bad.
I've been happy, I've been sad.
I've been happy, I've been sad.
I've been sane and I've been mad.
I've been sane and I've been mad.
I've lived on both sides of the street. Oh, I'm nothing but a man, part of his plan. I play my role, he makes me whole. No matter what I choose, no way I can lose. I understand, I'm in his hand. I trust in you. Trust, I trust in you.
I will trust,
I trust in you.
I will trust in you.
When it doesn't make a bit of sense, Lord, I'm not ever gonna sit on the fence. I'll trust you, Lord.
I will trust in you. I will trust in you.
Hey God, I'll trust in you.
I will trust in you.
I'll always trust you, Lord. In my soul, I know you're in control. Trust him tonight, even if things aren't going just right. Are you willing to forsake the darkness of your mind and walk in his light? Hey, do you trust him tonight? Against all evidence, are you willing to say, not my way, but your way? Your ways are higher than my ways. Somebody needs to tell them tonight, you know you've not been living right. Now say, I will trust in you. I place my trust. I will trust, Lord, I trust you. I don't trust preachers, I don't trust teachers, I don't trust anybody, anything, Lord, but you're the King and I want to say I trust in you. I will, Lord, I will, as much as I know how to, I'll trust in you. Oh God, I'll place my total trust in you. I will, oh Lord, show me the will and I'll do it. Oh Lord, stop doing it. Oh Lord, I pray this day that you'll hear what I say, what I say, what I say. I will,
I will.
Trust in you.
I will.
Your God, Almighty, Almighty God, God, trust in you.
I will.
Nothing else is gonna do except I've gotta place my trust in you.
I will trust in you. I will trust in you. I will trust in you.
What's going on down in my heart? Everything's fell apart and I'm not sure where to start, or even if I'm supposed to, Lord, but I can turn to you and I know what to do. Lord,
Lord, when I can't sleep at night, tossing and turning, I know that it's a burning. And Lord, your fire taking me high, burning up my desire. And I want to say, God, now I'm not sure how much to trust or how to trust or what to say and what to do. But I'm here tonight to tell you, oh my God, I want to put all of my trust in you. So when I can't, then help me, God, lay down everything that I'm holding on to. Because I want to ultimately place my trust in you. Lord, everything I say and everything I think and everything I do, Lord, I know sometimes it stinks and I'm turning to you. Thanking you, Lord, that you forgave me before I was born, Lord. Now tomorrow morning is a start, a new day, your mercy is new. And I'm trusting and depending, Lord, and I'm crying out to you, help me trust in you. The hardest part of that I understand is the part where I'm still leaning on the arm of the flesh. It's the part where I'm still trusting in man, thinking I can, and I can't. Can't do anything, Lord, without you. I am nothing, and I think about you, Lord, when it's necessary. But sometimes in my mind I'm selfish, Lord. My thoughts are just on me, and I would like to continually think of you. In everything I do, I ask you, Lord, permeate me from the inside out. Lord, take away the doubt. Step by step, you're drowning me, and I can see the end result is you alive through me. Help me place my trust in you. Sometimes it's hard to do, but I want to. Help me place my trust. My trust in you. Help me place my trust in you. I sense you moving all over the world. I'm hearing your message more and more. Not so much in pulpits, Lord, but I keep hearing more and more as you are revealing truth to men. Yesterday I heard it in a country song, how you're able to make the weakest of us strong. And Lord, I know we're living in the days when men will see your plan and your hand is moving, Lord, even through me. Lord, you're speaking. Lord, you're revealing yourself. I can see you, Lord, in so many ways. And I believe we're living in the kind of days when, Lord, we're gonna see more and more. Your truth is gonna cover the earth like the waters cover the sea. Not many days from now, religion's gonna be something to laugh at. And men are gonna say, why did I waste my years and tears and fears? Oh, my fears were so real as I sat underneath what those men did teach. But Lord, you're about to reach past our minds and show us the truth of your grace and your love. I feel a sensation come from above. And Lord, it's like a tsunami coming. We can't see it. It's underneath the surface. But I know and see that you're about to begin to pour your glory and your grace across this land. We might not hear it from the preachers and the teachers, and Lord, after all their money's spent. But we're gonna hear it from actors and country stars and even presidents. We're gonna hear it from those telling us about the news. 11 o'clock in the evening, your grace will come through right now. You're putting it in the minds and the hearts of those writing the cartoons and the comic books and the rock stars. Lord, are taking a look at your grace, Lord, right now. Bono from U2, he knows more grace than the preachers do, and you're gonna give him a voice to the leaders of the world. A little child shall lead them, an ignorant man shall feed them, an unlearned woman will break the bread of life, and we will see it with our eyes, 'cause we're about to see some amazing things take place, 'cause we're living, Lord, in the era of your total grace. Oh Lord, we're gonna see your love as it's poured from above in a brand new way. They'll know just what to say. I almost feel sorry for the preachers. I almost have compassion for the Bible teachers, who have overlooked truth for so long. Then they'll hear it in Travis Tritt's song and know what they're hearing is real. Lord, thank you for letting us be in on the secret. Thank you, Lord, for letting us see what some others have not seen. Not talking in pride, not walking in pride, not inside, no, Lord. But I feel so privileged, it's like I've been given a great reward, Lord, eyes to see your plan for eternity included me. And everyone else just the same, Lord, it's your game, your rules. We're fools to think you would lose even one, Lord. Forgive us for the ignorance of the past, and thank God it didn't last. Now I need to say to you and you and you and every single one of you, you've been reconciled to God by His Son, it's true. And now He's made you ministers of that reconciliation. And you're commissioned to tell others about God's salvation. The real good news that sin is gone. The debt is paid, we're at the throne. There's nothing else for you to do except thank the one who did it all for you. Go tell the sinner in your life, the one who's in the most trouble today. Go tell them that God already took all of the sin away. Tell them God already took them to the cross. They've already been judged, and for sure He loves them with a love that is so pure. Tell them to try to forget what those ignorant preachers said. Tell them to try to get those doctrines out of their head. Tell them tonight, when they go to bed, to rest assured if they die in their sleep that they're okay. 'Cause the God of redemption loved them so much He gave His Son and took away their sins, every single one.
They've already been brought back to God. They're in His heart, even if they don't know it, maybe. You've just not done your part. If they know it, then maybe they'll show it. If you tell it, maybe they'll see it. Maybe they'll change some things when they realize they've been purchased by the King. Maybe knowing somebody loves them like that would be enough for them to embrace Him and let go of their stuff. Maybe they get high to escape because they know they failed. Maybe they get drunk because they know that they can't escape hell. Maybe they've been driven mad by religion, that's bad. But you can set them free. You have the key from above. It's just love. Love them like they are. They might change and they might not. Some do, but a lot stay the same. But I'm here to tell you that God's love is the same for all, picked up or found. Go tell the good news. He's commissioned you. What will you do?
Amen. We're going to close out the worship service. I don't know if we have baskets. I see a bowl down there. That'll work. Jim, would you grab that bowl right there and send it around? If you came prepared to give tonight, if you didn't, don't even worry about it. If you did come prepared to give, usually after Wednesday night, folks walk up and hand me money, and then I steal it and stuff. Not meaning to. I just like, you know, it's usually $3, and I spend it on a Coke the next day. But I'd like for it to make it to the basket tonight because I want to bless my brother who's here with us tonight. If you're making checks, make it to Rock Fellowship, and then I'll make one check to my brother. I just want to bless my brother that you're fixing to meet in just a minute. Thank God. Oh, why am I singing again? Lord bless the giver and the gift. Don't feel, you know, don't like to feel pressured. If you don't have anything, just wave them off. Say, get out of here. Leave them alone. But if you came prepared to give, then I want to give you that chance. Oh, let me see what we're doing here.
Rock-a-bye, baby, in the treetop.
Don't you love that song? That's sweet.
When the wind blows, your cradle will rock. When the bough breaks, and it will break, the cradle will fall. And down will come, baby, cradle and all.
I love scaring babies. Isn't that the funnest thing, just to scare a bunch of little kids? I mean, when they're little, you tell them, you sing them these little songs like that. That's the funnest thing. I remember when our kids were little, we used to like to sing that song to them. And we'd get real fierce on the part. And down will come, baby, cradle and all. I know a religious man wrote that song. I can't prove it, but I know it's true. We're done. Thank you.